forsook Egypt for the Lord. And then we took a glimpse in the Old Testament at the keeping of the Passover by faith and what that meant to us. And then the passing through the Red Sea and the walls of Jericho and the Promised Land. And then last week, Rahab. And then tonight, God stops talking about specifics and then kind of makes a general statement about faith here in verse 32. He says, "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, of David and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, and obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions." So tonight, we're going to focus on that phrase, obtained promises. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for your wisdom. And as we contemplate faith, I pray it would sink into our hearts, Lord, and we would be willing to believe you and trust you and know that the promises of your word are for us and to go forward by faith as these folks did in Hebrews 11 and watch you perform the miracles that you perform. And so we pray you'll meet with us now. Use your word in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we see here, the Bible says through faith many great things happen, as we've been seeing some specifics. But now he mentions subduing of kingdoms, wrought righteousness being wrought. All of this was through faith. Trusting and believing that our God is a great God and can do anything. And that's really what faith is, isn't it? It's verse 1, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But where does that hope come from? It comes from the Word of God. Substance of things hoped for. And as it says here, they obtained promises. Well, where do those promises come from? From the Word of God. And so we have in our hands the infallible Word of God from our Creator Himself, and it's filled with promises. And God says that we can obtain those promises by faith. Because now, verse 6, what's it say? Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So by faith, God wants us to believe Him. Which is what it all comes down to in the end, isn't it? Who do we have faith in? We have faith in a God that can do anything. And that's what He's saying here, is these people, all these things happened in their lives, but it wasn't because they were extra special. It wasn't because that they were super Christians or super believers. It was because they had faith in God, in a God that can do anything. As God said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? In Jeremiah 32. And the answer is, of course, no. There's nothing too hard for God. So I want to just focus on that phrase, obtained promises by faith. And just look at some scriptures together and then maybe talk about some promises. It's a Wednesday night. We can be a little bit less formal. But for example, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by what? Anybody know the next word?
Hearing.
And hearing by the Word of God. So there's that connection between faith and the Word of God. By faith, these heroes of the faith in Hebrews 11 obtained promises. But these promises were made by a God that can't lie. Amen? Let's look at that in Numbers chapter 23. Because it's important for us to understand tonight that if God made a promise, and we by faith claim that promise, then God will fulfill the promise because God keeps His promises. He's faithful and He can't lie. Who would... Well, we won't do that. It's not Sunday school. But Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Our God is a God that always does what he says he will do. And for that reason, we can make claim to his promises. If they're to us, we are his children, we can claim them. That's what faith's all about. So it's not, again, it's not about the magnitude of our faith. Because that Jesus talked about the faith that's the grain of a mustard seed. It's not about the magnitude of our faith. It's about the magnitude of God and His promises and believing them. So don't get confused in thinking that it's about us. It isn't. It's about God and believing Him. Let's go to Hebrews 6. We looked at this a few months ago, but the word immutability is used here, and then this word impossible, and these are both relating to what we're talking about tonight. Hebrews 6:17, it says, "Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel." So that word immutability, that's just a big fancy word that means God never changes. He's unchangeable. So if God has given counsel, it's solid. Then he goes on to say, "Confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us." Look at that phrase, impossible for God to lie. We're talking tonight about how these heroes of the faith obtained promises. Now we read that it's impossible for God to lie. So if God has made us a promise as His child, we can claim it. That's faith. Faith says, "Lord, I read that, I believe it, I claim it, I know You will answer it." Praise God. So, knowing all those things, all of us hopefully have in our arsenal, in our heart, some promises that we claim regularly, that we believe, and that we live. So, I'll bring a few examples tonight, but I want you to give me some. Everybody should have at least one. So, Psalm 37:4, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, He shall give you the desires of thine heart." Okay, who else has one? Raise your hand. Hopefully, somebody has a promise that they claim, that they believe, and it's hidden in their heart. Anybody? Anybody have a promise? Brad, thank you so much. I was getting really worried there. Amen. So if we'll follow Christ, He'll make us fishers of men. Who else? Mark. Go ahead. Through faith. Through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Yep. Amen. Who else? Jackie.
Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Great eternal security promise. Who else? You can read it if you want to, Tanya.
Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, whom shall I be afraid?
Amen. We can't be afraid. Not if we're God's child. Other promises that you claim? Rachel? Amen. Philippians 4:7. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." Isaiah 26:3. That's a great promise. Isaiah 40:31. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Annette? Amen. Philippians 4:13. Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." That's a great prayer promise. Never hurts to pray it. Like we mentioned at camp, or Brother Brinkman mentioned, Psalm 119:18. "Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." It brings God glory when we claim His promises because He wrote them down for us and gave them to us. And by faith, we can believe them. Jesus said, "All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Matthew 21:22. All right, who else? Beryl. Amen. That's a great promise. Anybody else? Promise that is in your heart and means a lot to you personally? These were good ones. Thank you so much. Nobody else? "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:19. James 1:5. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and it shall be given him." Last call. Promises. Brother Mark. Yes.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61:2. So God wrote all these down for us. Somebody tried to count them and put them in a book once and said there were over 8,800 promises in the Bible. I've never tried to count them myself. But there's certainly plenty. And the Old Testament saints had some promises that God had made to them. And by faith, they claimed them and obtained them. And we can do the same. By faith, this is faith. The Bible tells us to, does it tell us to sit by faith or to walk by faith? So that implies that we're going forward. Amen? That we're moving. Never says to sit by faith. Now, there are times when we're told to stand against the devil, but we're never told to sit by faith. We're told to walk by faith. In other words, go forward. And that's what we're seeing in Hebrews 11. These people, they did something. Now, they didn't do it themselves. The walls didn't fall down because of the people. They fell down because of God. But the people believed God, like we've seen. So they said, here's the promise. This is our great God. I'm going to go forward and believe that God's going to answer and God's going to do this. And, of course, God does, because our God cannot lie. Titus 1:2 says, our God who cannot lie. So God can't lie. We're His children. He's given us promises. We need to claim them and live them and watch God do mighty things in our lives by faith. That's the key to the whole chapter, by faith. Again, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Think about that. Why would that be? Because if we don't believe God, that is an affront to His person. Because He's revealed His person in His Word, that He's a promise-keeping God. He's a God that always does what He says He will do. If we don't believe Him, then that's an attack on His character. And that's why without faith we can't. He can't bless us. Brother.
I mean, it's a two-way thing, isn't it? I mean, He has some promises like our salvation is sealed. So, I mean, the other promises in the sense that
well, there's so many promises that are conditional upon our obedience.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can't go around claiming promises while living in sin. Because that's not how God works, is it? The Bible says we're to judge ourselves. And if we don't, God judges us through chastisement. So He can't be blessing us and chastising us at the same time. So, no, you're right. And a good example is 1 John 3:22. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. So, yes, we can claim the promises of God and know God's going to answer, but this is all in the assumption that we're walking by faith and that we're Spirit-filled and close to God. If we're in disobedience, then that has to be dealt with first. Then we can claim the promises. So, good point. So, by faith they obtain promises, and we can do the same. Let's never read Hebrews 11 as if it's something that happened and will never happen again. That's not the God that we serve. He worked miracles in their lives, and He is the same God that will work miracle in our lives if we will but believe and claim Him and His promises. So by faith, they obtain promises. And now next week, what we're going to find is a bit of a change in the theme. So far, what we've seen are great victories. Amen? Kingdoms, mouths of lions stopped great things happening by faith. Quenched the violence, verse 34 of fire. Escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. And I'm going to stop there. Because right there, there's a change. Did God promise us that if we would get saved, we would never have trials? Nope, you're not going to find that one in the Bible. Did God promise us that if we would get saved, we would live a very long time and be rich and healthy? It's not in the Bible either. Because some of the people by faith died young as martyrs. Did they have any less faith? No. And we'll understand and talk about that next week. But by faith, they obtained promises. Let's pray.